So I'm now met up with Karsten Januszewski. Karsten, please tell the crowd who's listening, who are you?
Okay, I am a developer. I work at the group called the Mix Online team. So there's the Mix conference that we do every year in Las Vegas, and then Mix happens all over the world. We have a website that visitmix.com, and we put together prototypes, articles, labs, really for the web developer and web designer community, folks interested in the open web, open standards, etc.
So what have you been doing here at the Eurodev in Malmö?
All right. I've been having a lot of fun,
cool.
For sure.
Great.
So, Sweden's great.
Good.
They invited me to come do two sessions. So the first session's about microformats.
Okay. What is that all about?
So that is about really interesting movement around the semantic web. So you've heard of maybe the semantic web, of the idea of making web pages meaningful.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's always this vision of making web pages meaningful, but certain semantic web technologies like RDF, and they never really got popular. And there's this kind of technology called microformat, which makes adding meaning to your HTML pages really easy. It's just using CSS class tags. And it started as a wiki spec up at microformats.org. And we call it the quiet revolution, because over time there's now 2.5 billion web pages that have been microformatted with contact information, half a billion microformatted with event information. Sites like MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Yahoo, they all support microformats. So they're really starting to gain traction. And so I gave a talk about that.
Okay.
It was really fun.
And your next talk tomorrow is?
Tomorrow, I'm sort of more a blast from my past. So for years, I did work with WPF and Silverlight and Expression. And I've always been passionate about the topic around designer-developer workflow. Basically because I'm a developer, and my stuff doesn't look good. So if I have a designer, then my stuff looks good.
Okay.
And so I'm giving a talk really about how to teach designers to use Expression Blend so that your stuff can look good with WPF and Silverlight.
So do you think that we are heading in the right direction here as a company with the Expression Suite and the Silverlight technologies and WPF and XAML?
I do. I think that there was always this vision with Expression and WPF and Silverlight that when designers and developers can collaborate together and there's not this friction between them, you make better software.
Yeah.
And it's really, now that you have Expression Blend 3 and Silverlight 3 and WPF 3.5, SP1, they're really starting to come into their own.
Yeah.
And they're just getting better and better as far as designers and developers collaborating. And if you look at what Adobe's doing, they're doing the same thing. Yeah. If you look at Catalyst, so both companies realize how important this is.
Yeah.
And both are, just making their tools better to enable this scenario.
And I might be out of reach here, but I think that if we are trying to reach the designer audience, I think actually Adobe is trying to reach the developer audience with
yes.
Flex technologies. So,
yes.
So we are both stretching in each other's environment. It would be really interesting to see where that is actually headed. So.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Microsoft's coming at it from the developer angle, and Adobe's coming from the designer. So. Ultimately, it's good for everyone because
I think so.
The tools just keep getting better.
And that's also what I think has been really interesting with this conference, is actually sharing this knowledge around these technologies and processes. And I know you have had some great discussions with Adobe people. I have as well, so with your dinners.
It's a great I love going to conferences that throws everyone together.
Yeah.
Google's here,
Adobe's
here, Java's here, but the conversations have been great.
It was nice meeting you. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you.
Bye.